always great to have a friend on our show sharing the victory. And not only is he a great basketball coach, but he's a personal friend. He's a man who loves the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the head basketball coach at Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia. Richie McKay, welcome to Sharing the Victory.
Coach, always a pleasure, and congrats on another great season. Followed you guys from afar, and really excited that you guys have that program going in the right direction, and with you and the rest of that coaching staff, very easy to root for.
Well, thanks. I've been a great fan of yours, though, for a lot of years. You know, you and I have run into each other for a number of years. You were in the western half of America as a basketball coach, one of the bright young minds in basketball. You had all kinds of job opportunities. And, you know, Richie, I've really enjoyed my time looking at you from afar and, you know, just running into you on the road, having instant fellowship, making an instant connection in Christ. I've always valued that. Do you get a chance to do that with many of your other Christian basketball coaches around America?
Yeah, absolutely. And Coach, thanks for those kind words. There's been many of coaches, not just in basketball, but in all college sports and sometimes professionally. You know, I think of Avery Johnson and in college, Lorenzo Romar, someone I've gotten to know really well. He's a dear friend. What a great testimony and witness he has for Christ. He's the head coach at the University of Washington. And I know firsthand now he's not only impacted players, but impacted a community. And he and Leona are just doing great things in Seattle. And Tony Bennett and Tony's dad, Dick Bennett, was probably one of the most influential people in my life, the way he just so vulnerably chose to serve God. And it really, really inspired me. I worked for a man named Jim Mulliner, who's now the coach at Western Illinois, who had a great impact. So obviously God's allowed me the blessing of placing godly men in my path that have helped me be inspired to live for him and to pursue a deeper, more intimate relationship with him and to know his word better.
We're talking to Richie McKay, head basketball coach at Liberty University. Richie, what about those who now would serve under you in a mentee relationship? I mean, these were your spiritual mentors, but God has placed assistant coaches and athletes under your care to steward them for the glory of God now. Talk to us a little bit about that and your thinking at that level.
Yeah, great question. I'm a little fearful of it, to be honest with you, Coach, because it says, to whom much is given, much will be required. And Pastor Hutch used to, out of Antioch Bible Church in Seattle, mm-hmm. or Kirkland, used to say, teach me so that others may be taught. And I pray that same prayer, and I'm privileged to be able to serve in a capacity where you get a chance to influence either assistants or peers or younger men that, especially at Liberty, I'm just having the time of my life. But I think it comes with a great sense of responsibility and a great sense of humility and dependency on the Lord to allow God's Spirit in you to try to emulate and model for them who Christ is in your life. And I'm really privileged to have that opportunity, but certainly know that it's not about me. And unless I choose to allow him to work in and through me, then my pursuits and my own effort are fruitless. They won't be worth anything.
Richie, how did you come to know Jesus? How old were you when you became a Christian?
Yeah, it was right after high school. I had strived, Coach, to get a scholarship to college and playing basketball 5-6 hours a day in the gym, and I got an opportunity to get a scholarship, and I just felt an emptiness. I was 18. I felt like, well, is that it? And I was on my bed reading a book called The Power for Living, and it showed the steps of how to invite Jesus Christ into your life and who I was as a sinner and how he could bridge that gap. And I prayed the prayer and invited him into my life. And I didn't hear any thunder or see any lightning, but I did feel a sense of peace that I've described as just, you know, God opened the door to the mansion, and I got a chance to explore a room, and I'm still in that mansion, still exploring.
Mm. Richie, it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, I believe it's verse 17, that we become new creatures in Christ. Something changes, drastically, and yeah. it so affects our bloodstream that it is just a natural overflow as a result of who we are in Christ when we're allowing His Spirit to connect us with intimacy with Him. And I just wondered, you know, you've been a lot of places as a coach, Colorado State, Portland State, University of New Mexico, and now you're at Liberty. How do you see that overflow? Do you see it any different at the public institutions that you've coached at versus the Christian school that you're at now?
Yeah, Coach, again, another great question. I think for me, having been at those public or state schools, those are all privileged opportunities and some great leaders, great traditions and programs that that I was afforded an opportunity to be a part of. But Liberty is so unique in the totality of the university and its mission. It's to grow champions for Christ. And I just think that there's no better place for me just because I feel so at home. People ask me all the time, what's the best thing about Liberty University? And I can unequivocally say it's the people. The people here are just extraordinary. The talent is amazing. I mean, from the preaching and the teaching to the worship and the music, the coaches here, everyone just seems so well equipped to not only succeed in their trade or their God-given talents, but also to pursue Him and do it in a way that's authentic. So I feel really, really blessed to just be a part of it. And I don't know if I'm a toenail in the body, Coach, or a little toe, but I know I'm a part of a body that God's certainly using on this campus and in this community and throughout the nation and throughout the world with all the people that go on missions here. I was afforded a chance to do that this summer, so I feel really blessed. I feel like we're a part of something that's bigger than ourselves.
Richie, as we kind of close off the interview, I'd just like you to speak to that Christian coach who may feel like he's in a situation. He might be an assistant, he might be a head coach at a public institution. He feels clamped, he feels muzzled. There isn't a lot of fellowship around, not a lot of other brothers in Christ that for him to go to, such as you might have there at Liberty University, not maybe exposed to great teaching because of his schedule, doesn't get to church on a regular basis. Any advice for that guy?
Yeah, and it's a daily reminder for me, and I think for all of us, is not to be seduced by the enemy and his lies. He wants to instill fear and discouragement in our hearts and in our minds. And the Bible says that we are overcomers. And I think no matter what your circumstance is, because circumstances always change, but if we can know what Jesus Christ says about us, what God says in His Word about us being a friend of His, and know that our circumstances are simply given from God, by God, for our own growth and development. And our daily agenda just needs to be to remain plugged into Him. Pastor Simba gave a great message here on campus just last week. He talked about the blind man on the roadside and the commotion, and he asked his friend, well, what's all the commotion? They said, Jesus is coming in, whereas his friend has tried to mute him and muzzle him. Oh, you can't say that. You can't ask Jesus for anything. He cried out with desperation to talk to Jesus, and Jesus came to him and said, what is it you want me to do for you? And the blind man said, I want to see. Jesus knew what he wanted. He just wanted him to ask. And I think if we just ask, it could be as simple as asking for overcoming of a habitual sin. It could be restoration of a marriage or a relationship. It could be just more discipline to get in our Word. I just think we need to boldly approach God and ask Him for what it is we need. Not crazy stuff that isn't from Him, but things that are simple and basic that would help us to enjoy an intimate personal relationship with Him.
You know, Richie, what you just said is very powerful. And I just feel like there's folks out there in my spirit. I'm just sensing there are people listening right now who are crying out in desperation. Sometimes they're crying in the wrong places. And within the earshot of what you just said, they're sensing, God would really, really want to hear from me.
Yeah.
And so, Richie, I'm just going to pray. I just feel led to do this on the air. If you could just pray with me and invite all our listeners. Just based on what you said, that just, I believe, inspires us to go to the Lord right now.
Great.
Father, God, I know that there's a cry of desperation out there from so many. I mean, I know in my heart, God, and perhaps Richie and for so many across the nation, Lord, right now listening. Father, would you, first of all, just remind us of how much you love us and that you put us on this planet for a purpose, God, that we're not aimlessly brought here. That you've wired us up, DNA coded us up for a special purpose in you, Lord. That you love us, that you want to bless us, that you want to put your arms around us, no matter what we've ever done, God. No matter what we've done in our life, no matter what the sin is, no matter how great a failure we think we've been, no matter how poorly we've been treated from others, God. No matter what our job situation is, we're out of work, or maybe we have everything. Everybody thinks we got it all together, but we're empty inside. Father, right now we cry out to you desperately. And we ask you, Lord, to put in our hearts your desires, God. And then, Lord, we ask that you would inspire us to pray them into fruition, to believe that you want to do special things through us right now, God. And I thank you for the reminder of that with Richie McKay, and Father, the opportunity to go on this radio show and speak to millions across America this way. We just want to say we love you, God. I believe you'll respond to this prayer. I pray, Lord, wherever people are right now, they would just stop short in their tracks. And whatever it means, if it means hitting their knees, if it means crying, God, if it means latching on and arm in arm with somebody else, Lord, that they would call out to you, Lord, cry out to you like that blind man on the road, God. And I know you'll respond. Thank you, Jesus. It's in Jesus' name we pray, and thank you. Amen.
Amen. Coach, that's great. That's great. Mm.
Praise the Lord, Richie. It's always, I mean, you know what? This ain't just a radio show, brother. This is experiencing God. So thank you for reminding us of all of that. And may God keep just honoring himself through you.
Well, thank you, man. I appreciate it. And always a pleasure to talk to you. And I look forward to seeing you again soon.
That's Richie McKay, the head basketball coach at Liberty University, with us on Sharing the Victory.